Welcome back to another episode of Lights, Camera, Baby, the space where we have honest, heartfelt conversations about the journey through pregnancy, parenting, and everything in between. Now, as a mum of two, I've had my fair share of sleepless nights, colic cries, and those desperate moments where you just wish your baby could tell you what they need. And one thing I've learned through both of my parenting journeys is this. Our touch matters more than we think. It's comfort, it's love, and it's connection. Before words, before routines, before anything else. And that's why I'm so excited about today's episode. We're talking all about infant massage, not just as a calming tool, but as a powerful way to support your baby's development, bond more deeply, and even take care of your own mental well-being in the process. Now, joining me today is the amazing Candice Mudaliar, South Africa's only IMIS-certified infant massage instructor. She works with all kinds of families, new parents, adoptive parents, single parents, and she's especially passionate about supporting babies with special or additional needs. Candice combines ancient wisdom with science-backed knowledge, and she's on a mission to make a difference one baby, one touch at a time. So if you're looking for something that can soothe your baby and soothe your soul, this is the episode for you. So let's dive right in. So Candice, thank you so much for joining us. Let's dive into this infant massage. I mean, it's such an amazing therapy, I think, for babies and families. So very well, warm welcome to you. So wonderful to have you here. Tell us about your story.
Yes, thank you, Progeny, and it's an absolute pleasure to be here and share in my skills and expertise on the beautiful infant massage techniques and why we do what we do. My journey began many, many years ago, mm-hmm. and I came across an article on infant massage, mm-hmm. and I thought it was like my light bulb moment, and it was something I wanted to make a difference in. As I obviously work, and I thought one day when I retire, this is what I want to do full time, really? You know, and it's been my go-to ever since. And of course, I've been building the brand of a baby massage and creating an awareness and an education to the moms out there. So I learned about infant massage from IMIS.
Yeah.
And
what is IMIS?
So it's an infant massage information service,
right.
And they're the largest body of certified infant massage instructors in Australia.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Wow.
So
why did you choose Australia and not do it locally?
Well, I did my homework, and of course I took the slightly more difficult route, but I found they both obviously have the same type or similar techniques. But I prefer the Australian method of teaching. And okay. in saying that, I am the only one in South Africa that holds an IMIS qualification.
Oh, that's something to be proud of.
Yes, I shout it from the rooftops. And it's slightly different. And I found that with that, I have been talking at maternity workshops. I've been to all the local hospitals in Durban. I do demos, and I also work with NGOs, NPOs, and of course the baby homes. So I always do volunteer work there as well, because that's the grassroots level of the babies that actually need it most.
The most.
Because they're in a situation where with strangers and, you know, need to learn to trust, and they come in there under tragic circumstances. So I always want to give back. So for me, it makes my heart feel good to do that.
Oh, and no, that's teach. Wonderful. Absolutely. And I'm sure those children benefit so much. Because, you know, when you think about massage and baby massage, I think a lot of people take it for granted in terms of the benefits. And that's why I'm so excited to talk about it and share it with our parents today. I mean, like you're saying, you spoke about that you're already speaking to, you're training expectant parents and maternity, you know, in classes. And you think, what do they need to know? But you obviously have to start with baby massage from the time baby's born.
Absolutely.
Right?
And it's the crucial, you know, they say the first 1,000 days.
Yes.
Is up until, well, if you count it, 2 years of age.
Wow.
But the most crucial foundation for the babies is what infant massage does at that level when they're born. So basically the classes are designed for expectant parents new parents, adoptive parents, single parents.
And I like the fact that you say parents, not yes, mum, just mum.
Correct.
Because both mum and dad have a special bond with baby.
Absolutely. And, you know, the fathers are always forgotten in this. They're always on the outside of the circle. But it's so crucial because the new age parents of today, the parenting trends today are favoring natural holistic approaches to bringing up the baby. And of course,
and it's nice to go back there, hey.
Yes, but they also want to do it on their own.
Yes.
You know, and they don't always have a granny or a support system. They're moving away from home and they want to be independent. They want to bring up their kids their own way. And then, of course, they have huge access to resources, information, social media. So new age mom actually wants answers at her fingertips nowadays, you know. But
that is
life
true.
Is not an Instagram baby, unfortunately.
No. But now when we think about massage, and massage is not a new phenomenon, new technique, and it hasn't just come into play in terms of the benefits, right? It has ancient roots, right, in medicine.
Absolutely, absolutely. Infant massage has been passed down through generation and hundreds of generations through communities of Asia, Africa, and indigenous communities worldwide. Now, bringing it to the modern day, we find that the modern science-backed research benefits are actually supporting those massage techniques. So, for example, if I tell you, we always knew that granny down the road that knew how to massage your baby and did these weird exercises that we thought, oh my God, our baby.
What are you doing to the child?
I'm never going to survive. For example, I'm going to just do a very basic one.
You brought your baby with you.
When you do this and you thought, oh my God, this child's never going to survive this. And what they were doing was, for example, lymphatic drainage.
Now hold on. For those people that are not watching the YouTube version of this, basically you crossing, so Candace is crossing over baby's arm and leg.
The X. In
the X, right? Yes. To meet that, right?
Yes. So basically, it's they didn't know exactly the science-backed research of what they were doing or the science-backed benefits, but modern research today, scientific research, has shown that what they were doing was actually beneficial for the baby with a whole lot of other techniques that come in with that. And in saying that, the major techniques used today are Indian massage, Swedish massage, and reflexology. And these are brought through eons of time in Asia and India, Egypt, and we all know what those techniques are. But the major technique used on babies nowadays is infant massage. And the reason being, it's down the hair, you know, down the body in the direction of hair growth, said to promote good health. So that's a major technique used on the baby. Swedish massage, very stimulating, kept to a minimum throughout the body. And reflexology, of course, we all know it's to do with the foot, that any disease or tension in any part of the foot has a tendency to reflect the same in that part of the body. So treating the body as a whole has a relaxing and beneficial effect on the baby. But of course, the techniques are used and adapted depending on the needs of the baby and the parent.
So are you saying that starting massage from an early age helps baby's development?
Absolutely. So with the infant massage that you're doing, it's what's happening underneath the skin that you're doing. When you're starting off massaging your baby, you as an adult would go to a stranger and have a massage and you feel good coming out from there. But with babies, it's different. What you're doing is you're increasing the brain-body communication. You're assisting with the digestive system. Now we all come out with babies having reflux, colic, gas, constipation. So the techniques that are used on the digestive system to strengthen the digestive system as well. And it also increases the white blood cells in that it's called the killer cells. So it actually builds the immune system of the baby. And so all the things that you're doing on the top is what's making a difference underneath. So it's like a superhighway, processing of
information. So when you talk about the white blood cells, just for mums as well to understand that it's the white blood cells that are the defenders, right?
Correct.
They're fighting off
That's
infections,
your army,
right?
In the body.
Okay. Yes, got that. Okay, glad I got that right.
Yes, so there's a whole lot more. Obviously, we'll delve into that as we go on. But yes, that's basically the basic massage benefits that we're going into, that certain touch points that parents want to know about. And then I had a parent who asked me, so would my baby sleep longer? Not necessarily. Infant massage actually increases the serotonin and melatonin levels. Mm-hmm. Actually, what that does in a nutshell is help regulate your baby's sleep. So it doesn't necessarily mean they will sleep longer, but they have a deeper, more restful sleep.
Oh, I see. But obviously,
we go into stages as to when that happens, when you can massage, etc.
So, I mean, but a lot of babies get up very frequently because they're not going into that deeper, more restful sleep. Am
correct.
I right?
Correct.
So that benefit is one of the underlying benefits.
Absolutely. It does make a difference, you will see it over time yourself, because you as a parent actually read your own baby's language, understand your baby's language. And then, it's instinct that true. Will actually come up.
And like you say, I mean, I know whenever I go for a massage, I sleep so well that day.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Absolutely.
I feel so much more rested. So, yes, I'm sure it must be helping, but it's a lot more than that. So let's talk about the big takeaways for parents in terms of massage. Like, for example, now we talk about touch being key for early development, why is that so important for early development?
Okay, so touch is the first sense a baby will develop from 12-week gestation period.
So while baby's still in utero.
Yes, so that's one of the first things.
Amazing.
And what that does, it helps the parent-baby interaction. It helps regulate temperature. It helps regulate their heartbeat. So all of that crucial touch helps them in the longer run with social skills, learning to, it goes deeper than that, but it helps with anger, aggression. And that, obviously, we touch on special needs babies when we're doing that. But it's helping them calm down, helping that parent bond with that child.
Mm.
Obviously, the new age parents are working.
Mm.
They don't have that one-on-one time with their babies. And so it's creating that space and creating an awareness to actually do that. And, of course, it goes further into, okay, let's stop there.
That's fine. We're taking a pause. Jess, yes?
Okay.
That's absolutely fine. That's fine. Tell me if you want to move on. Bonding and attachment, emotional security we want to talk about.
Yes. And then we went on further to the next line.
Yes. Okay. Okay. So can we talk about care and talking about touch for a little bit, but a little bit more relaxed way, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll take. So... very often, I mean, massage is all about touch, right? And I know, like, when baby's in utero, mums, you feel baby kicking, but you often have your belly hand on your belly.
Yes.
So often, right? So now that you say that, I think about that, and it starts there. And then when baby's born, we often told, these days, or when my kids were little as well, it's like, don't carry them too much, don't hold them too much, because they get too clingy and too all of that. But you're saying that is so important because
absolutely that builds the bond. Touch that, and obviously we'll talk more about the prem babies and NICU babies.
Yes,
how important that skin to skin touch is. But for babies, they've been in your tummy for 9 months, and all of a sudden somebody tells you leave them in the cot to cry.
Yes,
they don't know. They just know that they're alone and there's no one there to calm them down. So they get to the stage where they cannot process that information. They can they get so upset.
Mm.
They start crying and they can't regulate themselves. They can't regulate the emotions.
Yeah.
So just being close with the baby doesn't make them clingy. Doesn't make them. It's all they
it's
know.
What they need.
Yeah, it's what they need. So you do it from an instinct point of view, not because someone said to you. There's no textbook way of bringing
that's
up
true.
Your baby, actually.
That is true. That is so true. Now, you talked about preemie babies and NICU babies. How does massage help these children in particular? Or can you massage preemie babies?
So not exactly. So when you're, so say for example, you're in the hospital and your baby's in the incubator.
Right.
So you're a preem baby, because obviously no one plans that, and your baby arrives early. It's already a big disconnect from a physical point of view between the mom and baby.
That's true.
It's very stressful for the mom. And the babies are undergoing lots of medical interventions.
Mm.
They still have to get through these milestones. They're going through a lot of negative touch, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's needles, there's prodding, there's a whole lot of things going on. And as a parent, if you're not aware, or when you're there, it's very intimidating for a parent to go, or both parents to go through this. It's called touch therapy. It's basically skin-to-skin contact. Obviously, under the supervision of a medical practitioner, you ask whether you could hold that baby. That skin-to-skin kangaroo care helps regulate their heartbeat, regulate their temperature, and it has a calming effect. And what that does, and research has shown, that preem babies gain up to 47% weight. Which means they leave the NICU wards earlier, equals to cost saving.
That's true.
That's down the line. But yeah, the preem baby, you can't really massage them. So it's all about touch. It's all about skin-to-skin contact. And you want to know how kangaroo care came about as well? You know, we know the term.
Yes, that's true.
So around the 1970s, there was research done in the hospitals about how, because they had a very high mortality rate of preem babies, and they didn't have enough incubators to actually get these babies to thrive. And the doctors decided, let the parents hold the babies, against the moms, and they found that the babies actually thrived. So this is how kangaroo care came about. And this is what is still installed up to today. And they've saw more research benefits coming out of that than obviously being the incubator under medical intervention is a big part of it.
Mm.
But what do you do as a parent to help your child?
Because
you feel helpless. So how can you do that? So it's just basic touch thing.
Now, in return, I mean, it's also equally beneficial for the parents.
Absolutely.
Right? So let's talk about that.
Yeah, so they feel empowered to actually do something. Now, remember, preem babies still have a long way to go to catch up on their developmental milestones as opposed to a normal birth baby.
Mm.
So when you leave the NICU ward with your preem baby and your small baby, it's very, very challenging to actually know what to do and how to, bring up your baby in the normal way, because there are so many challenging aspects to doing that. And by doing the massage, the touch therapy, light touch therapy, all of that will help them. And like I said, the brain-body communication, the digestive system is very underdeveloped in babies. Also, another thing that came out in the research is jaundice in the babies.
Yes.
So by doing the touch therapy, it actually helps stimulate, when I say in the baby, the vagus nerve.
Yeah.
Is in the brain. It's the longest cranial nerve in the body, and that is responsible for the respiratory, circulatory, and digestive benefits.
Wow.
So whatever happens under the skin automatically stimulates the vagus nerve. That in turn controls, for example, reflux, the muscle. It strengthens the muscles for the reflux. So all of that you're doing along the way, you're helping that. And they found that these preterm babies actually had superior motor skills, superior processing of information. And for example, when they went into a creche or preschool, they already knew a basic things like, this is my nose, this is my ears. You know, it was just basic things.
That's amazing.
But it helped them process information faster. That's what the difference with massage babies on focus groups have done, as opposed to bringing your baby up in the normal way.
That is absolutely fascinating.
And the parents found that obviously with prem babies that they can do the massage, but obviously light touch and where you, how you massage, all of those are obviously important. But yes, that's basically what's happening underneath the skin that's contributing to the health and development of your prem baby.
So, I mean, that's just for prem babies. I mean, I can only imagine just, I mean, a baby born at full term as well. Just the normal nigglies that we have. I mean, prem babies have additional, need additional care, etc. But like you're talking about the normal nigglies from, I mean, colic is such a common thing, right? So, in the indigestion. Sleeplessness, you know, where babies don't want to sleep or they don't want to feed properly. And they struggle with so many of these things. And you're saying that massage, baby massage can help all of these conditions, right?
Absolutely. So, if, for example, for colic and reflux, by you massaging the digestive system, the intestine, with the correct techniques, you are strengthening that digestive system. You are moving waste along the digestive system. And the truth is, parents will have kids that have gas, constipation, and those are techniques that you would learn from the time when they are little, and that helps them with that processing and moving the gas along the digestive tract. For colic babies, it's a very specific technique used for colic babies.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, you're not going to run to a pediatrician at 7 or 8 o'clock at night, and that's normally the time when your baby is screaming out loudly, and as a parent, you're quite stressed in wondering what to do, how you can help. Of course, not everybody wants to give their kids medication nowadays. You know, you want to take away from that. And of course, the society and the world we live in today, you know, you want to make life easier for you as a working parent. But also at the same time, you can't over-medicate your children. Learning this life skill helps with that, with the colic. There are specific techniques that you use, and it actually reduces the colic symptoms. So that's basically what we do in massage. It's a specific standalone type of massage techniques that are taught to the parent when they're doing this.
That is fascinating. So where do moms start? So we know that massage is really, really important for a multitude of reasons, right? Mm-hmm. If you were to say, okay, we talked about colic, but what do you, would you say is your top reason why moms and dads,
not forgetting dads,
should invest in learning how to massage baby properly? What would be that one reason you would recommend?
So when I mentioned the fast-paced lifestyle that we have, and, you know, the moms, also when the babies are born, they're going through a lot of hormonal changes, you know, and one of the things that come up, and like we mentioned, the dads are always just observing or trying to help the mom, you know, and be in support. And also to bring the dads in, it's so important because they also need that bonding with the baby, not just the moms.
Yeah.
By them learning to do the massage with the baby, and if mom's busy with second child or another child or need some time out, the dads know what to do. The dads bond with the baby, and that's so important for them as well. That creates that lifelong, you know, trust and safety, and dads also understand that. But in saying that, in this society we live in, and it's not a very talked about subject, is on maternal mental health. You know, and I feel it's so crucial to give that time to allow the moms to heal. You know, we all know moms go through baby blues.
Okay. That's true.
Hormonal changes, a lot's going on with their body, mentally, physically.
Yeah.
And at the same
time. Very traumatic time.
Absolutely. And at the same time, it comes back to, if the moms are going through this, and if there's a disconnect between the baby and the mom, the moms have lactation challenges and low breast milk supply.
Okay.
So so nature's way of the mom holding the baby and that skin-to-skin contact automatically releases oxytocin, which is a love hormone, it's a feel-good hormone. Mm. So a whole lot of other things are happening, but it automatically makes the mom produce more. It's nature's way of producing more breast milk. So by doing the massage, you are reducing your depressive symptoms, your mood swings. Sometimes it's anger and aggression because you don't understand exactly everything that your body is going through and why you're feeling the way you're doing or you're crying. But all of those emotions, never forget that you also transfer to your baby. Your baby feels that. So it's kind of an unspoken thing that happens.
Yeah.
So I always feel dads to be part of that. Learn the massage techniques, you know, they both come on the classes, learn about and understanding your baby's needs. And I think that's what it comes down to. And a lot of sometimes, issues with the baby, if there's something you picked up that mm-hmm. it's not normal, then you go and chat to your pediatrician or your doctor, you know, so it's good to pick up any, you know, if you think there's a lump here or this is not right. Also for special needs babies.
Yes. Oh, right. Yeah.
So when we focus on that, you know, there's your Down syndrome.
Yes.
Autism, mm-hmm. cerebral palsy children. But they all have their own support groups that the parents get into.
That's true.
And there's a big disconnect. Like parents will go to a moms and tots or a moms and babes class. Yes. And it's great that they do all of that with a normal baby, have a cup of tea. But what about the families that actually need more support? So it's understanding what infant massage does. So, for example, in cerebral palsy, it's low muscle tone, mm-hmm. example, and it's your brain body. They cannot process information. It's gross and fine motor skills. Mm. So all of that, that massage actually increases that, helps you strengthen all of that. And the research has shown that it has made a difference. It might not be to the level that you would think, you know, your child is 100%.
Yeah.
But it's you doing what you can as a parent and being able to do something positive for your child. So that's where infant massage comes in and mm-hmm. is so important as well. And it's so that education and awareness comes in as to why you're doing the infant massage.
Yes, and understanding that is crucial before Absolutely. You try and say, my baby needs a massage. So my baby's not just tired or over-exercised today, but there's a multitude of other reasons, right?
Absolutely. So it all comes down to education.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I mostly want to get out there is why infant massage is so important. What can it do for you? What it can do for your child? And someone asked me, I just want to bring my baby to you. Can you massage my baby? And I'm like, no, I'm an instructor. But the whole point of me doing that is so that strangers are not touching your baby.
Yes, that's a very important point you brought up there.
And touch or skin-to-skin contact is only appropriate from a parent or close carer of the child. So you're teaching your child to say no to inappropriate touch.
That's true.
You are keeping the line of communication open because you're going to be doing that, for example, maybe once a day, maybe once in 2 days. But it's a consistency of what you're doing and what you're trying to achieve.
Mm.
And I always try to tell parents, the reason you're doing this is not just baby massage now. Of course, what you're doing is crucial in their development. You'll see the difference in time to come. You will notice what you're doing. And when I tell them that, I want them to understand that they have the power to make the difference in that child's life. When your child grows up, goes to preschool or in primary school, and there's the bullying phase and there's cyberbullying, you know, that's a reality of life. Kids have cell phones nowadays, you know.
Yep.
And you wonder, how does baby massage fit in on all of this, right?
Right.
Your child comes home from school and you obviously doing your baby massage, you're setting a time in the day where you're doing it. Obviously, you adopt the massage techniques as your child grows.
Ah.
And how you do that, because you've already done the basics, is teaching them privacy. Teaching them, obviously, massage over their PJs or putting a towel over. So it's helping them process.
Wow. So it doesn't just end at 1 year or 2 years old after the 1,000 days.
Absolutely not.
And it's interesting you say that. I always remember, I mean, as my kids get older, I mean, a bedtime story was our routine. But I couldn't get away with just the bedtime story. I mean, as they got older, whether it was from 3, 4, 5, 6, even 7, 8 years old, after I finished the, we read together, it was, "Mom, can you rub my back?"
Yes.
You know, and just that, and that's how they'd fall asleep, with my hand on their back. They needed to feel, still feel.
It's the safety. It's their safety net, you know.
It's so fascinating. Even as they get older, then it was, I'm feeling a bit grown up now, but can you just scratch my back?
You know? So for me, I always try to tell parents, it's that line of communication.
Yeah.
We've all been at that stage where we had a argument or a tiff with our parents, and we don't, obviously not listening in the teenage years.
Yes.
We go walk down the room, slam the door, and, you know, and it's a reality of life. All of us are guilty of
that. That's true.
But when you have a problem, an emotional issue, that's your time to open up, because you've already created that bond. You've already created that foundation of trust and love.
Yes.
They come to you first. That's what every parent wants.
Yeah, that is true.
Talk to me
first. It is true.
And no matter how big the problem is, parents normally want to sort it out first, you know, and they want to help their child.
It's, yeah. It's such a wonderful moment as a parent to be able to be close to your child and just know that just the touch of your hand, you know, even if my hand was tired, but as long as I had it rested on his back or her back, just until they fell asleep, they felt reassured.
Absolutely.
They felt safe and they could sleep better. So we juggle as parents, and it is tiring, but making that time, I think, is so crucial.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, with babies and parents on maternity leave, and then obviously now the next phase is they're going to work. So it's a lot for them. And the way our lifestyle is nowadays, we have a caregiver for the child.
Yeah. You know? So how do we squeeze in? What would you say to moms? How do they squeeze in that time? I mean, you've had that wonderful bonding time during maternity leave, whatever, however long that was. Mm-hmm. Now you're back at work. Where can mom find that time?
So for me, I always tell parents, when you get home, of course, all you want to do is bath and feed your child and put them to sleep. But then it's creating a space, a time. So, for example, if your child has already been fed,
mm-hmm,
and the diaper's been changed or they're ready for bed, you kind of dim the lights. So you just set a consistent time in the day. Mm-hmm. It's like bedtime stories.
Yes.
So you choose calming music. I always like to say choose something soft, but try and use the same type of music every single day.
Ah.
So it's automatically, whether it's waves or whether it's, you know, but nothing stimulating.
Okay.
And then you dim the lights, no bright lights. So maybe we'll go into, you know, and you want to do the massage. So can we just go into that?
Yes, let's do that.
So I'd like to show you basically what we do before we do that. So when
okay.
I said
dim, so but just remember now, so you need to be as descriptive as possible for those people that are not watching, listening only. Okay.
Okay, so we choose a time in the day where your baby doesn't need to be fed,
mm-hmm,
or doesn't need to be changed. The diaper doesn't need to be changed, assuming your baby is still pre-crawling. So obviously with that, you're going to make sure that the timing is right. And then you're going to choose a safe space to massage your baby.
Mm-hmm.
Never on a change table.
Okay.
Because obviously the oil on your hands, the oil on baby, is a very dangerous situation.
So is using oil important?
Absolutely.
Could you use like an aqueous cream or something like that?
No. So you would use, there are two types of oils.
Right.
Basically, you get your mineral-based oils and you get your cold-pressed oils.
Okay.
Mineral-based oils, I think some of us grew up on this, but these are oils that have a greasy effect on the skin.
Yeah.
They tend to clog the pores.
Like castor oil.
Yeah.
Right.
And then, obviously, babies' hands and feet go into their mouth.
Yes.
And it ingests, and it obviously can line their digestive system. we promote the use of cold pressed oils. That is your sesame seed, sweet almond oil, apricot kernel oil. These basically, they take a, for
mustard
example,
seed oil.
Picture, no.
No. Not?
Not really, no. Okay. No. So these are the three types of oils that
just
we
sesame,
are
we saying?
Sesame seed.
Yeah.
Sweet almond.
Sweet almond, right.
And apricot kernel oil.
Okay.
So if I, if you picture a sesame seed or sweet almond and they squeeze the almond and out pops the oil, mm-hmm. that's the oil they would use. Cold press means it is not, it's not, heat manufacturer.
Okay, I've never come across apricot kernel, I must admit. That
so
was the first
in the
time.
Health shops, you would find
you
these
find
oils.
That, yeah.
Yeah. And you always do tell the parents, if you're wanting to purchase that, inform them that it is for baby massage. And
okay.
obviously you'll get the correct consistency and the oils. And sesame seed oil actually is used in, because it's got a lot of antibacterial qualities,
mm-hmm.
it's used in the making of soaps as well.
Ah.
So, yeah, it's a lot of beneficial effects also for eczema.
Right.
Cradle cap. So these are the oils that you can actually use to okay. reduce all of that and reduce the
good to know.
In that. Yeah, so we take the oils. Obviously, we warm the oils in our hands, make sure there's no jewelry on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
The lights are dimmed. Your music is playing softly. And what it does is, your child tends to recognize the cue.
Mm-hmm.
So before we even touch the baby, we are going to ask for permission. And I know, how's your baby going to respond
yes.
after a month without
yes.
actually telling you? It's about reading your baby's body language and understanding whether they want you to touch them or not.
Ah.
So this is where the education part comes in. And of course, your baby, it's like breastfeeding. When you want to unclip your bra, your baby already knows they're
yes.
going to be fed and they get excited.
But if they don't, start, they turn away.
Yeah,
that
and
is...
they start fumbling for the breast.
Yes.
So you know they want to be fed. The same thing happens with, obviously, within distance of the eyes of the baby, like about 20 centimeters from the baby's eyes. You're going to rub both your hands together and you say, do you want a massage now?
Ah.
And you hold and wait for the baby's response. Now, some parents say, do you want a massage now? Yes, you do, don't you? You're actually not giving your baby a chance to respond.
Okay.
So that permission sequence starts off with verbal
mm-hmm.
and obviously visual cues so that your baby will recognize. Anywhere between 2 to 8 weeks, your baby will recognize that cue. And automatically, they will know that something good's going to happen.
Okay.
So they either will pull their hands towards the chest, the mom's hands towards the chest, or they're just quite happy to lie there, then you know they're quite fine with the
that's
massage, or they laugh and they gurgle. Of course, there are times when you read the body language as to when they don't want you to massage. It's arching of the back, crying, mm-hmm. turning the face away, and automatically instinct as a mom would tell you they don't want to be touched.
Mm.
So it's reading your baby's cues in that. And we start off warming the oil in your hands, and we start off with the legs. Why? Because it is the most commonly touched area of the baby.
Okay.
1,000 nappy changes and more. So your baby is quite used to having that feet touched.
That's true.
Never massage straight to the chest, as it's an intrusion on the baby. All their major organs are there.
Okay.
You know, you as an adult, if you're in a traumatic situation, you automatically cross your hands. Your heart.
Ah, okay.
So
yes, that's
all
true.
Your major organs are here.
So you're protecting
your
protection. Yourself.
So it's nature's way of doing that. So we always start off with the legs, of course, and then we use the techniques of infant massage, and we teach you that. And then we go on to the abdomen and then massage techniques that we use along the way there, obviously for digestive purposes. Then I also mentioned colic, gas, reflux. And then when you do it from birth, and birth meaning as soon as the umbilical cord has fallen off, it is safe to massage your baby from that stage onwards.
Okay.
And yes, and then we do another thing called an incorporation stroke.
Mm-hmm.
So this is basically taking your hands, both your hands, say assuming I've already done the legs and I've done the abdomen, it's encompassing what you have massaged thus far. Why? It's only two strokes, but it's keeping your baby holding on either side from just above the buttocks down to the feet using two long firm strokes.
Okay.
So it's a very simple technique, but what is the purpose of that? It's to help your baby know that all their body parts are connected. It helps with balance and coordination. So I know growing up we had these Indian techniques where the granny would massage and, you know, press yes. onto them. But that's what they were doing, you know. And all of that, they knew that it was good to do all of that. But why? So here I come in with a certificate, of course. My granny didn't teach
me. No, your granny didn't get one of those.
But it's to teach them balance yeah. and coordination. So all of that helps with the central nervous system.
And it's such a grounding experience, I'm
Absolutely.
Sure, right?
And, you know, the thing is, it's a dying art form.
Sadly.
And when I came across this, I realized that this is what I want to bring to the fore. This is what I want to bring forward and tell parents, the new age moms, the new age parents out there, that this is what it does and this is how you can help your child, you know, in life.
So how important is it to be perfect when you're doing this? Is the stroke a particular stroke that it has to be 100%, or should I be anxious and rather say, no, I don't think I can do this? Or dad, you know, moms are generally a lot more comfortable holding baby and mm-hmm. things like that. But dad, sometimes I remember my husband saying, I can't hold the baby. I'm too scared I'll drop the baby.
No, absolutely, you know? Absolutely. So I always say that's how, as an instructor, my role is to teach you the techniques.
Yes.
The type of pressure
to make you comfortable.
The type of pressure to use on the baby.
That is a very good question, because I was thinking about that. Because, I mean, we think about massage, you know, and we want a deep, firm massage. Mm-hmm. But what kind of pressure do you use when you're using one
baby?
So
if you're taking your hand, for example, and you're just rubbing over the skin,
mm-hmm.
it's very irritating to a baby. So what you're actually doing is if you take your fingers and you move the skin underneath, the muscles underneath, you are actually activating the muscles underneath.
So you're not just rubbing the surface. No, babies don't like that.
No.
So it's not deep into the...
It is not deep. It's basically
as long as you're moving the muscle.
You're moving the skin, not rubbing the skin.
Ah.
So if I rub the skin...
Yes, it's very surface. You won't see
like
the
putting,
skin.
It's like putting cream on your
hands. Yes.
But if you're rubbing underneath, you could feel all your ligaments. And
that's
you could
true.
Feel the muscles. So that's the type of pressure. In saying that, I always say, as a parent, as a mom, for example, instinct would automatically teach you the type of pressure to use. Not, of course, given the you know, if the child has any medical condition, etc.
Yes.
You've got to... Before you even start infant massage, get the authorization from a medical professional
yes.
for
yep.
any, you know, ailment your child has, etc.
Speak to your medical professional first. I think that is a disclaimer we must put out there.
Absolutely.
I think it's very, very important because especially babies have so many different conditions. So discuss it with your medical professional and ask the right questions to ensure that what you're doing is right for your baby, because every baby is so unique
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. And like I said, there's no textbook case for every baby, you know, and a lot of it, it's through time immemorial, you know, it's sometimes it's nature's way of doing things, helping you bond with your baby, helping you understand. Nobody understands your baby better than the mom, actually. Nobody else would understand that. But when you ask me about the dads being part of this, the classes are designed for both parents to attend. But let me not forget the grandparents.
Oh, really?
So we have the new age grandparents
true.
Right?
they
obviously are, a lot of them are looking after the baby before they go to creche,
to
school. Yeah. So we know they just love to feed them and clothe them. But it also gives them something to do. So
yes.
as a close carer of the baby, always encourage grandparents and the dad to be part of the session, to understand and to know about the massage techniques. But of course, the grandparents would have seen it somewhere, or
yes.
the auntie down the road knew how to do this. But now it's about educating them as to what you're doing and why you're doing it. And of course, taking that away, you know, and not to take away from the parents as well, But in that situation, yes, they also have the opportunity. So in saying that, you know, your baby goes up to 6 cycles in a day of deep sleep, mm-hmm. light sleep, drowsy, quiet alert, active alert, and crying.
Oh, wow.
So you have actually up to 4 chances of doing that. But in an ideal world, that happens. In this day and age, you get one shot at it. So it's just finding that ideal time. And I always say also, and I bring to the fore, is babies under 5 months should never be massaged with bath time. We thought that was great.
Yes.
It's not.
Okay.
So under 5 months is very stimulating for a baby. Then you wonder why your baby doesn't want to go to sleep.
Yes.
Yes, because you automatically, when your baby's under 5 months, there's a lot of stimulation already happening before you even bath the baby. Removing of the clothes, it's air stimulation, you know.
That's true.
And then you're putting them in the water, bath water, that's stimulation. Washing them on the washcloth, drying them, putting their clothes on. You already stimulated your baby.
And do now not massage then.
Do not massage. And then you gradually introduce it over 5 months. And then you'll find it. You'll find a time when your baby's happy to receive that. And in so doing, you asked me about a perfect infant massage. So the techniques, I said, you have to do it the right way. How much you get in, it's not about how much you get in, mm-hmm. actually. It's about creating that one-on-one time. It's just creating. Whether you have 1 minute and then your baby decides that's enough, that's fine.
But you connected for 1 minute.
You connected for 1 minute. And as time goes, your baby might want that for a little longer. But like I say, when you do it before pre-crawling, your baby's actually lying there. And, you know, you have the ability to focus and concentrate on them and doing the massage techniques. So it's a life skill that you would, as a parent, learn. Baby number two, you would pass that on to your child and your grandchild. So it's learning that life skill and getting that important touch in. And that's the bonding. That's the communication.
Amazing.
And that's the you know, over time, that you actually get to have that special time with your child, and you would reap the benefit as a parent
as well.
Thereafter, you would see it down the line. Yes,
that is truly, truly special, Candace. I mean, it is so amazing that you know, we can bring this to the fore and make it part of our routine. You know, make it part of our daily lives with our children. I mean, we all know we need to bath them and feed them and change their nappies, and play is important, and you know, we need to, breastfeeding is important, but not very often enough, I think, do we highlight how important baby massage is and how much of bonding and connection happens during that time, right?
Absolutely. And like I always say, it's if you just say, as an adult, and I go for a massage and I feel great, and baby, it's just massage. No, it's not just massage. It's where we come in as certified infant massage instructors.
Yes.
And my role is to educate and create an awareness. And obviously reaching out to the vulnerable, you know, to
helping different communities.
Absolutely. And obviously I volunteer in the homes and things like that. But I always feel that every bit that we do, they are the future of our world. So
that is true.
Doing it one baby at a time.
Well, Candace, thank you so much. That was such a wonderful information that you shared. And I hope that all our moms, I know they will all digest this. I know you have your, how do people contact you? You've got different platforms.
Yes, I'm on Instagram, at Baby Massage Westfall, on Facebook, same Baby Massage Westfall.
Wonderful.
LinkedIn, same. So yes, I'm on all the platforms, and I hope to see the moms there at the Mama Magic.
Yes, we're really excited that you're going to be at Mama Magic. So if you're watching and, you know, Candace is going to be at Mama Magic teaching you some of the tricks as well, so you can see it in person. That's the best way. And if that's, Candace is coming to Joburg just to give us the treat. That's great. But she's based in Durban. So if you're a Durban mom that's listening, you'll be able to contact Candace directly and maybe learn some tricks from her there. So thank you very, very much for sharing. So again, I'm just going to ask one more time, though. If I don't go to any of the classes and I picked up a few of your tricks and methods now, can I still start that in our own way? Like if I know my baby doesn't have any serious medical conditions, can we start massaging baby's feet or introducing a gentle massage into our routine?
Absolutely. Obviously, if you're familiar with the techniques that are used and the way it's used, then yes, you can actually do that with your baby. So yes, obviously the more in-depth techniques for the tummy massage, etc.
To ease the colic and the sleep and all those kind of conditions.
That, you know, I also do a virtual classes.
Oh, do you do virtual classes as well? Oh, I do. Even better.
So yes, I hold a virtual class and teach you how to do that. So it's always nice, and I'm a WhatsApp away as well. So
wonderful.
Happy to give out information. So it's more the connection. And parents can actually do that, the very basic massage. But like it all comes down to technique at the end of the day and you know, doing it the right way just to get in, whether it's a minute or you have 10 minutes, that's more than enough.
Yeah, I think it's all about getting started. I'm delighted that you are available virtually. So parents all over the country then can actually connect, get into one of your virtual classes. And because, yes, I think that's clever because we're so busy. We juggle as mothers and fathers these days, both of us working and trying to be there for the children. And we want our caregivers as well to be trained and educated and understand how to help our children, creating the right foundation. So thank you so much for sharing and your time. We so appreciate it.
Thank you, Prajani. I'm absolutely thrilled to have shared all my skills and knowledge and look forward to seeing the moms and hearing from them as well. Thank you very much.
Only a pleasure. This conversation has left me thinking about how often we underestimate the quiet power of presence. In the chaos of early parenting, where we're juggling feeding schedules, sleep deprivation, and so much uncertainty, it's easy to overlook the magic of something as simple as touch. As a mother of two, I know how healing it can be, for both baby and parent, to slow down and connect skin to skin, heart to heart. Infant massage is more than a technique. It's a language, a way to say, I see you, I love you, you're safe. And in those moments when we feel unsure or overwhelmed, it's comforting to know that something as natural as our touch can bring peace, connection, and even healing. I'm so grateful to Candace for reminding us of this ancient wisdom backed by modern science and for her huge heart in sharing it with families who need it most. Thank you for listening today. Wherever you are on your parenting journey, I hope you take a moment to hold your little one and know that your presence is more than enough. From me, Progeny Patha, until next time, take care, be kind to yourself, and remember, you're doing an incredible job.